Hello and welcome to the Anchor Book Club podcast. My name is Olaoluwa Oladokun, your host, and today we'll be completing the book Faith Bible Study Course by Kenneth E. Hagin. The topic we'll be reviewing today is How to Train the Human Spirit, the final chapter from the book How to Train the Human Spirit. So glad to have completed yet another book with you guys. So let's get straight into it. Your spirit can be educated just like your mind can. You can train your spirit through the following ways. Number one, by meditating on the word. Number two, by practicing the word. Number three, by giving the word first place in your heart. And four, by obeying the voice of your spirit. I'll be looking at the 4 points in details shortly. So I would like to say that by practicing these steps over time, we are able to sharpen our discernment. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27 says, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord." So God leads us through our spirit, says it searches through the inward part of the belly. So God, that is a tool that God uses to speak to and communicate with us through our human spirit. So let's look at the steps one after the other. The first one says meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. Meditation conventionally is thought to be a process of emptying the mind of thoughts. That's the general notion behind meditation. But in our context, it means the opposite. To us, meditation is a process where we regurgitate, where we review and ponder over the word of God, where we deliberately and consciously think about the word of God and, you know, give it focused attention by spending time with it, you know, spending time ruminating over it in the mind. God himself revealed this importance to Joshua. He revealed the importance of meditation to Joshua very early in his ministry. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Says, then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success." So meditation on the word is how we receive instructions and revelation that empowers us to make our ways prosperous. So the assets for prosperity is in the word. So when we meditate, we are able to get it and make our way prosperous. The second way to train the human spirit is by practicing the word. Practicing the word. In James chapter 1 verse 22, it says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So not acting on the word is simply self-deceit. That's what it means. When we practice the word, be able to get the results of the word. If you've got skills, you can talk the word eloquently, but it takes devotion to practice the word. So it's not just about reading and talking the word. We have so many talkers of the word these days, but not so many doers of the word. So you have to pay deliberate attention to the word over your life by acting and living what you learn and hear. Number three says, give the word first place in your life. Give the word first place in your life. The scripture tells us exactly how the word gets first place in our lives. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22, it says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Also in John 6 verse 63, it says, "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So the word is spirit and life, and we need to see it as that for it to have a lasting effect in our lives. We should believe the word so much so that it becomes the source of our reality. And the fourth and final one is to instantly obey the voice of your spirit. Instantly obey the voice of your spirit. The human spirit has a voice. We call that voice the conscience. Sometimes we call it intuition. Sometimes we also refer to it as an inner voice or an inward guidance from the Lord. The world calls it a hunch, but really it is the voice of man's spirit talking to him. Now, every man has a voice whether he is saved or not, but the new birth is a rebirth of the human spirit. As you give your born-again recreated spirit the privilege of meditating upon the word, your spirit gets correct information and it will become an accurate guide. Then you must learn to obey your spirit. Your spirit has the life and nature of God in it, for the Holy Spirit dwells within you. The devil can't be guiding you in your spirit because he is not in you. As the God of this world, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, is only outside of you, but God communicates with you on the inside of you, in the spirit, in your spirit, because that's where he is. So any influence of the devil in your mind comes from external sources, the things you watch, the things you see, the things you hear. So it's from those external places that our minds get manipulated or corrupted by the devil's wiles. He does not dwell inside of us, he exists outside. So, but God communicates with you on the inside and on your spirit, because that's where he is. God isn't in your head, he's in your spirit. Your spirit gets its information from God through the Holy Spirit. So we must learn to obey our spirit. Some people say that the conscience isn't a safe guide, but that statement isn't always true. That statement needs to be qualified, because the conscience is a safe guide for the believer as long as he is walking in fellowship with God and God's word. So your conscience, the voice of your recreated spirit, becomes the voice of God to you when it is trained in the line with the word of God. So God then speaks to you through it. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, as we learned in Proverbs 20, verse 27. God will use your spirit to guide you, and he will use it to enlighten you. As your spirit has the privilege of meditating and feeding upon the word, it becomes more and more of a safe guide. And as you feed and meditate upon the word, you are training your spirit in the word of God. So we should also learn not to put out a fleece like Gideon did in Judges chapter 6 verse 31 to 40, where he was seeking for a sign from God that was called of him. Then he asked God that he should put a fleece outside and it should rain everywhere, and not on the fleece he would believe. God obliged him. The second time he said if it rained on the fleece and not everywhere else, and God obliged him too. And we realized that in the Old Testament that was quite permissible, because God was not number one dwelling inside of them, and they needed proof, they needed signs, external signs, to believe that he was really God. He ministered to people through external signs a lot, but now God's ministration and revelation to us is internally. It's from the inside out. It is from a place of faith that now becomes reality, unlike under the old covenant where it was reality that stirred their faith. We had several instances: talking donkeys, burning bush, putting out fleece, those kind of things are not the way in which God communicates with us primarily in our dispensation, because you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You don't need external proof, you need internal proof primarily. Learn to obey your spirit even in regular affairs of life. The Holy Spirit's power is accessible to us even in matters we consider as mundane. So if we consider all things spiritual, then it can come to be a part of all things we are involved in. So if we grant the Holy Spirit access to my picking clothes, he can get involved in that. And that is not an excuse to make everything seem spooky and scary and funny. No, it's a fellowship, a communion, a relationship with the Holy Spirit. So wherever you open up, whatever part of your life you open up to him, that part is able to step into and make changes. Thank you so much for being a part of this today. I would also like to announce that we'll be taking a break from the podcast for a while. Yes, I'll be taking some time off to focus on some other things. I don't know when it will be back up again. I can't say that for now, but I'm hoping that it will be sometime pretty soon. I want to thank you once again for being a part of this from the very beginning of this podcast series to the end right now. Please and please and please, the goal of this at the end of the day is to help you create a routine around fellowship with God and some time of study and prayer. And I hope in some way this has driven you towards achieving that goal, because even me, it has helped me personally to devote time, regardless of how busy my day is, to study the word of God, to read the books we've been reviewing, and to spend some time praying. Thank you very much for being a part of this. Thank you and have a lovely day. Bye bye.